Hello, welcome back to another episode of Highlighters and All-Nighters. I'm your host, Ms. Huber. Today we are reading Daphne. So I revised this from Ovid's Metamorphosis, which is an epic poem. It's actually a poem that takes up several books, and I adapted it down to make it more appropriate for sixth grade. Let's begin. Daphne was the daughter of the river Peneus, and she was Apollo's first love. Before that, however, Daphne had always loved the freedom of the forest. Suitors collected around her in droves, and she had always rejected them, preferring to spend her time among nature rather than men. While her father would often ask when she would bear him a grandson, she would reply, "I want to remain unmarried forever, like the goddess Artemis. Her father permitted it. Why won't you?" Meanwhile, Apollo had just come back to Mount Olympus from defeating a great serpent. He noticed Cupid tending to his own bow and arrows and asked him, "What are you doing with grown-up weapons, silly boy? That bow would look better carried by me. I never miss, and you should be happy enough to carry a match to kindle love. Don't embarrass me by trying to look like we're equals." Cupid replied, "Apollo, you can shoot whatever you choose, but I'll shoot you. Just as mortals must bow to our will, you will bow to mine." And flying upward, he selected two arrows from his quiver. One was golden and meant for inspiring passion. The other was lead and meant for inspiring disgust. With sure aim, he struck Apollo with the golden arrow, thus stirring feelings of love. With the other arrow, he set Daphne in his sights, thus ensuring Apollo's rejection and torment. Think of the sudden blaze when a match comes in contact with gasoline. This is how Apollo's heart caught fire, and the flame spread through to the depths of his soul. Passion was fueled with empty hope. Apollo admired Daphne's hair, sparkling eyes, lips, fingers, and hands. And alarmed, Daphne fled from him, and the god gave chase. Pleading, Apollo pursued her. He begged her not to fall and harm herself, and claimed that it was love that made him follow her. Apollo tried in vain to impress Daphne with his lordly titles and powers. Terrified, Daphne picked up her pace and did not pause to hear his entreatments and lofty speech. Apollo gained ground and inched ever closer to Daphne. Panicking, she looked ahead and spotted the waters of her father, Peneus. She pleaded, "If you have any power, father, mar the beauty which enchants this god. Save me from his ceaseless admiration." The words had scarcely left her lips when she felt a heaviness overcome her limbs. Bark enclosed her body, and her hair spread aloft into leaves. Her arms stiffened into branches, and her once quick feet sunk deeply into the ground as roots. All that remained was her beauty. Apollo, still aflame with love, crept closer to the tree. Caressing the trunk, he could still feel Daphne's heart fluttering within. He pressed kisses to the wood, which still shrank from him. Apollo whispered to Daphne, "Since you cannot be my wife, you will be my tree. You will be ever twined in my hair as a laurel, on my lyre, and my quiver of arrows. Roman generals shall wear your leaves, and your trees shall guard the city. Your evergreen leaves will represent glory and praise forever." The nymph, now changed into a laurel tree, bowed her head in acknowledgement. So that was Daphne. I hope you enjoyed it. This has been another episode of Highlighters and All-Nighters. I'm your host, Ms. Huber, signing off.